Yes, if ever there were a confirmed bachelor, a travelling bachelor, it is the president and founder of the Pickwick Club. It ought to be. It must be. Now, where on earth... Oh, there you are again, Mrs. Bardell. Do continue dusting.
There's something very tender in his manner this morning.
Oh.
He sighs. You're leaving home tomorrow, Mr. Pickwick.
Yes, Mrs. Bardell, only for a few days.
There's a tone of regret in his voice.
But it's always a pleasure to return.
You're very good to say so, Mr. Pickwick.
I say what I mean.
What does he mean?
Your house is my home.
I shall always do my best to make it so, Mr. Pickwick.
Clean and quiet, no fowls, no children, except your little boy, Tommy.
Bless him. I hope he never gives you any trouble.
Never, except at this moment.
But, Mr. Pickwick, what has he been doing?
That's exactly what I want to know. He has been a long time gone.
It is a long way, sir, to the borough.
Ah, true, so it is.
Most mysterious. He's more agitated than ever. He's dying to say something to me.
I wonder when he'll be back.
He won't be long, I'm sure. Why is he so anxious about my child's return? Is he going to take advantage of the boy's absence to propose? Down, down, fluttering heart. I'll pretend to go, and if he means business, he's sure to call me back.